Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. Otherwise, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Then now we start the Q&A. Question and answer followed by review of meditation reporting. To deepen the proper understanding of the cultivation, the Dhamma and the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Can ask any question regarding the meditation, the Dhamma and real life application of the Dhamma. Okay, we open it up. Anybody? Yes. Pass the mic to our sister. She wants to report her meditation. Yeah.
Brother Teo, this morning I was sitting in the first session after follow Mr. Teo's mind sweeping and metta. Then after that I started. I continue with my meditation. I could feel my breath very clear.
Ah, good.
And then after some time, could feel it. I noticed my heartbeat. So I just stay there. Just notice that. Stay with it. And then just it debates on. After some time, I could feel really see the clear vibration in my heart.
Okay.
And then after some time, it stop.
Okay.
Stop and then it comes back again, the vibration.
Yeah.
Few times.
Okay.
Then it still slowly tapers off. And then my just automatically my it comes to my breath.
Okay.
I just follow my breath. And I was my mind was very peaceful and calm. And I could feel bliss and
very good. Then what do you do?
Then after that I just be with it. I don't just after that.
Okay.
I could feel like
when you are be with it, did you relax also?
I relax.
Very good. You have to relax into it. Because when the bliss or the pity build up, most people tend to get absorbed into it. So then the energy becomes stronger. But when you understand, you need to be with it, feel, then just relax. Because when you be with it and silent, you don't give it more energy. That's why you can actually relax into it. But initially, if it's the first few times, don't worry. Go into it. Understand it. So that you understand what a peaceful mind is, a tranquil mind is. So this is a result of mental training. When you train this mind, it will have this ability to become aware without thought. When the mind is aware without thought, it's peaceful. It's very peaceful. That's why if you really know how to relax into it, then the peace will become more and more strong. Otherwise, those who do energy viewer, they make the peace more strong in a different way. They go and concentrate. Then they build more what they call strong calmness. And within that very strong calmness, that bliss can also come out. But if you relax, then chances is you will not go into energy field. But it's okay, you just give it a try. Then whatever come out, don't worry. Even if we go into energy, don't worry. Because sometimes a lot of practitioners in the past, most of them like to do energy field. So if it come, never mind, let it come. Sometimes it is also useful because the type of energy, you know how to come out of it and use it, is also useful. But the danger is if it goes into energy field, then you recall your past, then you like to do that, and then it may actually lead you to something else because energy field is not what the Buddha is teaching. He is teaching wisdom to liberate your mind. So energy field are mainly during the early days in India. There are Hindu meditation, yoga, then the various type of what they call Hindu meditation. Then they also have other type of meditation which also lead to what they call absorption. So anyway, you don't have to worry. Whatever happened, let it be. Then after all this stabilized, the key to developing this meditation as taught by the Buddha is you must remember what you are doing. You are actually training your mind to be mindful and stabilizing it. Then use it to meditate. Sana, always remember that. Then if you can stabilize it by anchoring either at your breath, or if it comes down to your heart automatic, then you should try to maintain this type of awareness. Because then earlier
after,
on...
After a while, then it came back to the heart.
I know. Whatever happened, don't worry, but you must remember you are here to train the mind to be mindful, to stabilize it, then use it to meditate in the daily life, understand? That is your purpose. Not to very excited about all this actually. Although it's a good sign of progress, your mind has become more peaceful, more calm, more aware, more mindful. But the purpose and intent is you have to be very, very clear. Otherwise, you will go into energy field and all those things. So that's why I want to make it clear to you. Then the other thing is also not to be afraid of energy field when it comes. If it comes naturally, means in the past you have done before, then a lot of things will happen. But you don't worry, because I will know how to advise you to come out of it.
Second session after my sweeping and then halfway through, my mind was very calm. So I just note this one at the same time. I could feel the heartbeat. And after some time, I could feel my heartbeat over here and then over here. And then at times, after that, I could see my breathing as well. But my mind all the time was very peaceful, and then the feeling, the heartbeat at the heart area, slowly I could feel this going down here at my stomach. Then after that,
never mind, let it go down there.
And then I realized that it's a spiral, moving.
Let it move.
Just be aware in moving down.
You're just silent. Be with it. And relax into it. At peace with it.
And then it moves up again. Moves up again, and I could feel the vibration here.
Then what happened?
I just be aware of it. I could see it's at certain point.
I know. The energy build up or not?
It's not really energy, just a vibration.
I know. Initially vibration, but after a while, if you focus, if you focus, it will build up one. Then something else will happen. But never mind, just let it be. There is a possibility in the past you have done energy field, but don't worry. If it build up, let it build up. If it goes spiral in your Tantian, then you have played with energy field in your past life. It's okay, don't worry. So whatever it is, always remember why you meditate. Asana. Are you now more mindful? If you are more mindful after you come out of the meditation, how do you actually make use of this mind that you have trained? Can you extend it into your daily life? Can you extend it into your all other activity as you come out of this meditation? And that is more important. Can you maintain that type of mindfulness?
Daily mindfulness.
Not only daily, when you come out of the meditation, how you actually move your hand, how you do whatever, then whatever feeling, sensation that you become aware of when you are meditating, how you see your mind. Understand? You are not interested in only staying there. Understand? You stay there is to allow this mind to have an object of meditation, to anchor it, so that it can be silent. Then you are aware, you are silent. But then you got senses, understand? The senses, you can be aware. Just like what Gumoy did. She can hear outside, very clear, even though she's silent inside. Aware. All this vibration or whatever. So you're supposed to be silent and aware. You are not supposed to know anything when you meditate. Don't try to know, oh, you go to the breath, go down to heart. So if your thought verbalized, then you are not really doing it effectively. Means you just allow whatever that arises, just train. If it becomes heedless, bring it back, heedless, bring it back. Then, like you say, you're already quite stable. The moment after mind sweeping method, it will help you. That's why you can become mindful of this breathing. Then you say it go up and come down. But are you doing it when you are meditating? Are you verbalizing it?
No.
Then it's good. But you the way you describe here, you are very interested in describing all this. Means you are not silencing your mind to be aware of what is going on within your former mind. Understand not? When you just silence your mind to be aware, then all your tactile consciousness, all your hearing, all the senses, they are wide open. Then how your mind comes to perceive them, then how your mind actually react or stir or want to do what. You're supposed to see all this with the silent mind.
Yeah, that's right. I could see the commotion this morning, but my mind was just aware, but I didn't know reaction to it.
No need to say no reaction or what.
Wait.
You listen. This will actually help you and help others who are beginner or new. You see, you all, after you hear Dhamma, you put it into knowledge. Then you want to remember what Brother Teo say. Then you say, I don't react. I just at peace. When you do it with the memory, with the word, then you are not doing it. It's a conditioning. Then you think you are not affected. The commotion, or you say you are not affected. The thought will say that. But the real meditation is when you are not affected, the silent mind will know. Then it will smile. Smile means what? It can accept this reality. It understands that the mind has become different. Last time, a little bit disturbed you already, because most people, when they go meditation, they expect the environment to be very conducive. They expect very quiet. That's why noble silence and all those things. So you are supposed to see all the reaction of mind, the stirring of mind, and how this mind, after it stirred, it returned to peace, it returned to silence. Then how all these phenomena, they arise and pass away, arise and pass away. Every moment. Then you continue to be silent, then you will understand a lot of things. Last time I remember I stayed at the heartbeat at that. Then all of a sudden I know that the thought is everyone is different one. Then I suddenly understood. Everyone is a different one. And then you will have a deep penetrative understanding of what that thing is. The birth and death and all those things. It will arise. Then nobody tell me one, then I understand. So the danger of knowing too early is you try to go and look for it, you try to go and do all those things. That is a hindrance, actually. Understand? So when you do, you just do. Don't have any expectation. Don't even go and recall what you have heard. But you do already, if it happened by itself, then the memory come back, then it's different. Understand? Then it's good. So always be mindful of all those conditioning. And a lot of things is about understanding. So just now, luckily, our small little girl, she came and talked to me. Very good. She has her past. She last night didn't understand all this. So she did the mind sweeping method, then she combined metta, then she really did metta. She realized her metta was so powerful. There is so much joy. And then when she comes to radiating metta to the whole universe, oh, wow, the mind state is so beautiful. Then last time she already can, actually before she come, she already, this heart pounding. She already heard it before. No? But that time nobody tell her, no? Nobody can advise her. And you know what she said? She said, I don't like, you know, like disturbing. Oh, see? Because you don't understand. But actually it's your past cultivation trying to come back to like get you in. Because she has a past 13 years old, she went for meditation and attend all these Dhamma classes. Then I think 16 years old, she went for retreat really. Who will go so early? Then she got a very good example. because of the conditioning from the granny, the parent, and the relative. He said there are certain things. They form tire, you cannot put it down. Understand? She used the word let go, but actually it's put it down. Then after hearing what I say, he decided to put it down. Then I say, you have to develop the understanding why you decide to put it down. Then she got the answer. She said, yeah, because it's disturbing me, is it? I want to put it down. They tell me, cannot, this thing like traditional thing. I don't know what is it. She didn't explain. But she know if she don't put it down, she disturbed by it, understand? There is like a conflict, understand? It's like your parents love you, you know. You respect them. But they tell you this one cannot do, understand? Or this one don't do. Then, on the one hand, you want to do, understand? Or they ask you to do something, you don't want. So you want to put it down. But out of respect for the parent, you fear they will be angry at you. So all this type of thing is creating conflict, unhappiness, fear. That's why be sensitive to your children. Don't give them unnecessary pressure, understand? Don't force them to do anything. Advise them. You are a parent. Your duty is to advise. Let them decide what they want to do in life. After you advise, you tell them your life, you decide. And they love you. They will like to share everything with you and discuss everything. Otherwise, they really scared of you. So, in her case, I said, yeah, very good. You remember the analogy I showed? The red hot burning thing. I say the moment you hold, if you are caught in suffering without knowing it's suffering, then you continue to hold. Yeah? You say, this is my problem, I have to solve it. So you keep on holding, you keep on tormenting you. But I say, for your case, it's different. Because you know, if you don't put it down, I don't use the word let go. Putting it down is not letting go. No. Putting it down is because I know it's tormenting me, that's why I put it down. After I put it down, it doesn't torment me. Then I have clarity. And then I can decide what to do, understand not? My inquiry is just, how can I move from here? How can I resolve this amicably? And then if I have the Dhamma, I apply Noble Eightfold Path, then I resolve it amicably. Then I don't hurt anybody, understand not? Then I also don't hurt myself. Then your problem is gone, understand not? So don't be afraid of all this. Then when your parents know about it or whatever, you just have to explain and say, I hope you understand. My life, you let me live, let me decide. Because I find that when I put it down, my mind is so beautiful, relief, no more carrying something. That is what attachment, dilemma is all about. So Dhamma is very simple. Then I say, learn to have joy. It's very good, understand not? Learn to radiate love and metta and well-being. So she got that talent from the past. I say later on you will progress very fast because your heart will open up. Then there's an energy that come out from the real love. Because when she can radiate metta with such joy, she keep on saying that joy keep on expanding as she go more and more into the whole universe. So metta is a very powerful mind state. And it can help you develop a lot. Then he says she got a lot of energy. Oh, a lot of energy. When she start to do this, you got a lot of energy. I say this is a very good energy. So this is a very positive, wholesomeness energy. So if you have, it will help you. Understand? Because positive energy are good vibration. Then it create well-being because it is metta. You wish the body and mind. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy. Well, when you feel the well-being and happiness, the inner well-being and this joy, will make yourself very healthy, and all your cells within that. Because when there is positive energy, happy, the cell that is happy become healthy, grow. That's why your immune system all will go up. As opposed to a person who don't have Dhamma, heedless, always dwell in negative thought, become unhappy, fearful, got a lot of dilemma and all those things, then at times went into sorrow, lamentation and unhappiness, deep unhappiness. Then there is a lot of fear, worry, anxiety. So all these mind states are very negative. These are called the three evil root mind state. Then sometimes because of that you become very unhappy, angry, emotional. Then that delusion conditions you to be selfish. Sometimes you just want to lock yourself off. And this is what I mean. You don't love yourself. You don't have metta. You don't know how to love yourself. You allow this thought, which is negative thought, to make you so miserable, yet you cannot see. And this negative energy is very dangerous. Like fear, sadness, sorrow, lamentation, anxiety, worry, all this, or emotion. They are very negative. And this negative energy will cause your cell. You know, when you have fear, that type of energy, it releases a type of hormone that is very detrimental to your health and your cells. You can feel it. You know, if this continues, it can kill you. So that's why when you have this type of negative energy field, your cell will mutate. Then it can develop into cancer and all those things. That's how your immune system will break down. Then it will deteriorate very fast. Nowadays you heard of a lot of people when they are stressful, when they have problems. Sometimes very fast their health deteriorates. So as a Buddhist, as a Dhamma practitioner, you know how to meditate and make your mind state so beautiful. It's a very, very beautiful advantage. So I want to share that because it's very beautiful, very meaningful, and many people can learn from it. So for your case, always remember, whatever meditation you do is good, but don't always what you listen, then just look at that. That one is actually the thought looking, no? The thought actually is still involved, no? But you cannot see, because it's subtle behind. The actual doing is when I know the instruction, then I just do, I don't try to know. Then when it happen the way it's supposed to happen, then you are confident, you are joy. Then you know what this thing is, where you heard before. Then you just do. You don't go and look, no. Oh, they say go to the heart, you go to the heart. They say go to this ear. So try to avoid those type of interference from the thought. So you just develop the understanding of what you're supposed to do. And now you know. My sweeping method help you because you calm down faster. Decondition the healer's thinking. Then after that you go to anapanasati to stabilize your mind. Are you able to do it? Peaceful, calm. So just stay there. Relax into it. Then if it move, only allow it to move. But if it doesn't move, stay there. Relax into it. Then when you maintain the anapanasati until stable, then you can silence inside. Understand? You can silence inside. Even when you are aware. And that silence is for you to be aware of all the things that goes on within your former mind, the senses, how contact from external sense data. That one, no word one. Although you pronounce ta, 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 but when you hear from here, there's no word. Like Alicia, is it? Ratio, everything is here now, is it? I listen from here, I see from here, I do from here. The senses is only vibration. Because the actual knowing is here, the actual understanding is here. But when you go up here, forehead, it's the thought and the memory. So all this you can understand when you really, really mindful, aware and silent. Okay, good. Anything else? Yeah.
the same. I could feel the energy flowing upwards and downwards. So I just aware of the movement. That's it. I don't know what should I do.
I know. You now have a question. The question is good, but you should try to investigate yourself first, understand? Everything you ask, I answer. Then you become like dependent on me, understand? Or on other for answer. Then when you go to another teacher or go to another maybe Dharma practitioner or friend who discuss, then they tell you something else. Or then you become confused, doubt. It's not about what must I do? I can feel this energy. Then I just be or aware. Is it right? Means you forgot your focus, understand? Your focus is what? To train your mind to be aware and use it to meditate in daily life. Are you doing that? So the inquiry is very simple, understand now? But if it's energy build up movement, let it be, then see how. So I told you, if it build up first time, you can really be with that pity, sukha or what. Experience it, don't be afraid of it. Well, this is something to do with your path, otherwise it cannot come like that. So you all need to learn is every time when there is something that you don't know that you want to know, you just ask and look for answer. Why can't you investigate yourself? What am I doing here? My purpose is what? Oh, to develop the training of mind to be mindful, then to stabilize it. Then what I am doing, is it that? If it's not that, then you know you are not focused. But sometimes meditation is like that. Anything can happen, you know. But because you want to understand, then you be with it, silent. Then just flow. Then finally is to develop the stability of mindfulness and to understand what is going on, the Dhamma. Because you are a living being. You have senses. You have consciousness. You have the five real form and mind constantly arising and passing away. The essential Dhamma are all within your five aggregate of form and mind. You're supposed to silence your mind to understand all this. Understand, huh? So I rejoice, huh? Okay, sadhu, 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 yeah. That's why I must ask, then only I got condition, the experience. Otherwise, a lot of people might be in the same condition, understand? So slowly, slowly, as you listen to more and more sharing, you will have better understanding of what to do. But you must not allow it to become a knowledge and then go and look for it, understand? Understand, just let it be. Then you are different. Everyone is different. Then you just meditate. Meditate according to what? According to how you understand. If you have hindrance, you still got all this, what they call heedless thinking, then use the skillful mean to decondition it, then combine metta. That's why it is a very good combination. Then after that, stabilize it. It can be anapanasati or anything, it's up to you. Then when you stabilize, then the mind is silent, and then you meditate. Understand? Then after that, you maintain, like I said, maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness or inner mindfulness that you have developed. Then carry this state into the daily life. So everything you do when you come out, you maintain awareness. Then how you come out, you maintain awareness. Initially, of course, you are very lunchen, because you are not used to it. So the mind and the thing is like disconnected. But as your mindfulness become very mindful, the form and mind will know. It will, the mind and the thing as one. I have seen a few of them bow. Very good. One of them is Pang. You see he bow that time. You know what? That is mindfulness. And he will know. Then the good thing about him is the earlier session, where we have this reporting by all, including Mimi, before lunch. He was so attentive when he listened. You know what he told me when he met me at the door there, near the door there. He said, "Brother Teo, that was real profound sharing." See, for a person to have that understanding means he really, really can understand and appreciate this type of very profound Dhamma. He knew it's very beautiful. And sooner or later he will understand. Where it's recorded. And when he listened a few more times, well, he is very, very sincere after understanding this, then he is very determined and the faith is there. That's why all this you can see from the way they go about doing the meditation. Then I saw a lot of them pay respect, bow, very mindful. Even our good friend, where he... Where is this Polian? Oh, yeah. Now you know what happened last 2 days after I advised him what to do. You know, last time he got a lot of questions. Not you, not me inside, like that. I don't lie. Your thought don't lie. I say, I told you what. I point there. I have to explain 3-4 times, you know, same question, you know, but different form of question. I say, what did I write there? Be with it and at peace with it. At first someone say, yeah, I be with it. Are you sure? You be with it, that thing simply move, then you don't like. Then you are not with it. You are with it means there is no like and dislike, you are just with it. Then after that, I think she understood. Then she went there. Then this morning I told her, I knew, because I saw her bow and everything. Then during the chanting morning, I go around, then I saw she didn't have problem with it, didn't move with it. Then I asked her, I said, now no more problem. She said, yeah, well, until last 2 days, no more problem. Envy was around, envy also hurt. She was so happy. So now you see, actually she last time, a lot of coming obstruction, those who come for the last 2 retreats, they know, I tell you, if this type of yogi come, a monk also cannot handle, I tell you. Oh, she got this coming obstruction. The moment I chant Namo Tassa, cry, eerie type of thing, all come out. And she cannot control. Then she used to tell me, say, but till I go retreat, I cannot chase out her. People thought she got problem. Then people dare not allow her to attend retreat. I say, maybe you're lucky. Then later on, he went down there last time, the chanting there, the main hall. Teng Siong Sifu also was there. Then suddenly she started to become like that again. Was standing there. Then Teng Siong Sifu came and asked me, he said, but Tio, in Mandarin, 你这个徒弟是不是有问题? Yeah, this disciple got problem. Then I said, 没事没问题, 业障, I said, come in obsession. Then I sent a pure vision. Then all of a sudden, tuck, she become quiet. Then she continued with the whole thing finish. Then after that I came back, they continue. Then after I said, then there were conditions, then I described about what happened to her. She was on the way in, and she heard, Then she said, yeah, brother, no wonder, I don't know why. I said, she inside there, she actually knew, she cannot control her thing. Then he said, yeah, all of a sudden, stop. She don't know what. But after she heard, that I invoked the power of her merits, because she quite sincere that time. Now she very full of faith and very sincere. When I invoke her power merits of what she did to help her recover, immediately, it happened. She become very still. Very nice. Amitabha. Amitabha, see? You just silent. Amitabha. Very beautiful. So if you can follow this type of chanting also is very good, because it builds up a lot of spiritual faculty and merits. Nian Fo is a merit because you are cultivating spiritual faculty. You are developing mindfulness. You are training the mind to have this stability of mindfulness. But different people, different affinity. So you find that you got affinity, you can try. If you find that you don't have to. You do what you understand. Then most important is your faith, saddha. Then develop the virya. Then determine to be mindful, heedful throughout the day. This one, because when they chant, as they chant, they are very mindful. Even the one that hit the gong, you think he's not mindful. I observe them, they are very mindful. Then the abbot, the Fa Chan, I think the abbot, Zhu Ciren or what, he very mindful when he is doing that. While he chant, he always, the hand, I think you all know that, he always like that. He always like that. You know what he do or not? He clear the energy, the build up. Understand? Yeah. He always do this. Huh? Yeah. Then after that, he don't like that heat or not. He go very slowly, then very mindful. And the vibration very nice. That's why when you are observant, you can see all these things. I may be there like that. But I observe. Why I have to do that? Actually, I don't have to do anything. But I have a duty, understand? Because you all trusted me, you came for the retreat. And I have to observe that everybody is okay. Otherwise, I fail with my duty, understand? That trust. So that's why you all should actually learn to understand all this. Then sometimes when I go around, you think I chapa of Xiaoying, nothing to do, I go around. I go around is to have a understanding of what is going on. Then sometimes it's like meant to be. Then I go there, I saw the thing. Then sometimes I go there, like this morning, the fish pond at Lishua, it meant to be, it happened to be there. Then like Joyce, how she decided to the Om Bimim Bimim. Actually she was undecided. No? She received the message, she don't know what is it. No? Then she knew she had to do something. No? And she inside say what? No? Cannot be lah, in the middle of the whole class, suddenly chant until like that. Then you know, she also knew why I always look at her like that, you know, for two occasions, you know, yesterday. Was it yesterday before she left? Or the day before? Yesterday or the day before? I forgot it. Yesterday. So, oh, 19, yesterday they left. Then, she asked me, Virtue, you saw something, I said, I didn't see something. I look at you because I know there's something you have to do, but don't ask me what you have to do. Because he said, you tell me lah, easier. I said, how to tell you? I also don't know, but I know you have to do something. Then after that, he said, okay, I do. I do, but you don't laugh. That was the best joke. Then after that, he come here, about to leave already, you know. Then two of them, that the lady, new one, these two I haven't seen one. One is Ponchi's friend, is it? Whose friend? Oh, Kwan's friend. Oh, Klang one. Both of them are from Klang. Oh. They suddenly come and ask for forgiveness. Okay lah. I said, already forgiven the moment you ask. I have those vow. Then after that, immediately, Then a lot of people start. Especially when the chanting came on. The vibration is so strong. And Alicia knew, not Joyce, something else inside there. And the whole thing, the energy is so strong. Then after that, Mimi started the mudra, the Guan Yin Lan came. Then after that, I saw her doing all the things I know already. He want to send blessing already after that. Very mindful. This time I'm very graceful. Then after, I also don't know how to draw. Then, because she set you all behind that. She like point to the back. That one round. Then after that, then up there also, one round. Then down there, one round. And then after that, everything slow down. Then she pay respect. Then I knew when in already, the mudra came out. Then I didn't know Stephanie also got mudra at the back. Asu also got mudra. Yun Chan said you got mudra. Only Yun Chan saw. Alicia also saw. Now got two weakness. But don't worry. Beyond this one are conditions for them to actually help. Then many people felt. Then there are a lot of people with tears. Then even Gomoy, energy is so charged up. Then can meditate, after that she come and say, wow, I can meditate, is it? I can sit, last I cannot even pan, cannot even cross leg. So a lot of things happen. So all this is meant to be, understand? So when you have faith, everything is possible. How did I end up here? What was it behind all this? Oh yeah, Po Lian, telling story about Po Lian. Yeah, correct, correct. No, I remember. Okay, Anna, she is still bowing there, and now she very different. No? She said, now the bowing is very smooth one, very soft. Then he said, nobody inside already. Now she is doing it. Even that one inside also will follow her. So it has like helped her so much, and she got so much joy now. That's why I say, when you understand, you do different. When you don't understand, you got a lot of fear. Oh, you know what the fear is? He said, don't know who inside there doing, pushing her, doing her. Ah, that night you all hear, is like, knock against the floor. Oh, like earthquake, you know, then boom. Wow, I quickly take up the mic. I said, it's okay. You remember that night when down there chant very loud? That Mahayana, I don't know what, chanting. Immediately, then later on, I asked her, what made you do that? I don't know, Brother Joe. There is some force, like, I think he used the word, like bang you on the floor, and bang very loud, until got like, I'm all loud. He said, wow, hit me so hard, no? And I told her very lightly, very lightly. Last time, you actually, as a non-human in certain life, Mara, you go and catch out this type of monk doing this type of chanting. That's why this type of karma, very kau-kau. Then he said, I asked for forgiveness earlier. Yeah, you ask for forgiveness. But like a lot of people, you ask her for it, okay, they forgive you. But they want to teach you a lesson. You know what they bang. Chair that boy. Wake up already. Oh, that's why luckily after that I take out the mic. Then I start to speak. And when I speak, the vibration actually cut it off. Otherwise, I don't know how many times he banged. The whole floor trembled. You all heard it. English show here was so loud next to her. That's why a lot of things, you got yogi like that, how to handle. And I cannot see, I cannot read, I don't have anything. But I got a mind that is beautiful, that nature. That one can understand, that's why it can help. So these are the things that you need to slowly understand, and don't panic. Whatever happened, there's a cause and condition behind, like the Buddha said. Each and every one of us, we are born of our karma, head of our karma, conditions, support of our karma. You are what you are because of karma. So whatever happened, got something to do with karma. That's why the Buddha used it in a very nice way. There are causes and conditions behind it. You cannot blame anybody. You are what you are because of karma. When you understand that, you will know a lot of these things got to do with karma. Then they say you reap what you sow. Means what? You must have done something. Then now you cannot back. So there are nature's law that you need to understand and abide by. Otherwise, not easy to come and live life. Most people come and pay back their debt. They come and become miserable. They worry about life. They suffer so much. The Chinese Mandarin got a word in it, saying, sorry, Chia Chia Yu Pen Nan. You heard of this or not? What teaching is it? Oh, Chia Chia Yu Pen Nan Nian De Jing. Now I learned three more words at the end. So every family has their problem too. So you don't only think that you only, the only one in this universe got problem. I forgot to tell you, the first noble truth, the eight reality of life, you need to understand that when you are confronted with it, you are not the only one confronting it. No. Every living being, not only human being, who live long and now also have to confront. No, understand? No? So don't think that you are the only unlucky one. No. If everybody also subject to it, then you will wake up. Hey, not only me, you know. Then why I become miserable? Ah, means you don't have wisdom. Then why that person don't suffer? Ah, they have wisdom. So you have to reflect and contemplate. It means you have got a choice. Either you react to it, become fearful, panicky, or miserable. That is your first choice. And most heedless people, deluded people without Dhamma will choose that. Then even some Buddhists, so-called Buddhists, not to say they don't know how to choose, no, but because they don't have real understanding of the Dhamma. When they are confronted, they cannot. Like I told you, the president of Vipassana Society, president also, he said, when it come to you, non-self lah, empty lah, let go lah, not me lah, you go and try. He said, your face puchat, he said, for 1 week, cannot do anything, panic like anything. So this is the tendency of the former mind. That's why without the true Dhamma, cannot cope, cannot handle. So make haste to strive on with heedfulness to develop all this understanding. Then you tell yourself, if I have two choices, I definitely choose the second choice, the better one. If I accept that reality, confront it, at peace with it, and then I have a clarity of mind. I don't have fear, worry, anxiety. I don't have negative thought. Then I know what to do. I have clarity of mind. I make better decision. So I only need to inquire. What must I do? What are my options? How can I resolve it amicably? And you inquire like that. Very fast you get answer. Understand? Then you follow Noble Eightfold Path. Then when you have love, you cannot become negative. Understand? You will resolve it amicably. Then sometimes you can sacrifice. You can, like the fourth type of happiness, you can afford live a blameless life. It means whatever that you can afford, money can settle, just make people happy. Understand? But don't be a good-hearted fool. Humility will say, whatever I can afford, make people happy. People will prey on your generosity, your so-called inverted comma generosity. Oh, is it this guy? You go and chai leong a bit. He sure he will pay you. So you have to be careful. That's why everything needs understanding. If the condition is there, then you see that this is a very genuine case, then you just do. You say, it's okay, it's okay. Like that motorbike one I told you. He actually scratched my car during the early day. But I came now, I see, I say, are you okay? Then I just pay him the money. That's why you got this type of good karma. Then when you have this type of problem, people do the same. When I was in the university, second year, my classmate lent me a motorbike. Because my motorbike was in the workshop, I didn't repair. So, oh no, my motorbike hasn't come, I think, from Alastair. So I borrow, I think first year I drive. Then went to section 17. So that time, the CB100, not the Honda Karma, I'm not used to it. So as I drive, I was crossing a junction, SS2 back lane, section 17, one of the back lane area, the smaller road. All of a sudden, one car came by, so I brake, then bang a bit, then the motorbike fell. But luckily nothing happened to me. But actually I was on the wrong, because I never stopped and checked, because there's a white line there. But this guy very good, this guy, I think he got money on, he quite wealthy. He's so kind, he come down and said, are you okay? Then I said, I'm okay. But motorbike, he said, don't worry about motorbike, I give you my card, You go mechanic, you check, ask them to do up everything, let me know how much I pay. Wow, I very happy. So I took the car, I said, thank you so much. Then I drove the motorbike. Actually can still go, but got problem. When I reached there, when my classmate saw, he straight away asked me, what happened with it? He expect me to say accident or those things. Then very difficult, well, uni mate, then some more, he is quite a nice guy. Then And he know I don't have much money or how to all these things. So the first instant is like he asks, no, what happened? I say, accident. I say, I crossed this on the car by me. But I say, you don't worry. Wow, then he different now. Then I took out that card now. I say, the owner say, go to the mechanic, do up everything. Then whatever cost, let him know he pay. Wow, he's so happy though. I got a lot of part to replace. He happily took the bike and he went to do himself. That's like, this is our good karma. And because of that, I make an aspiration. I say, in future, if there is any condition that need me to help this classmate, I will help. And really, you know, after I graduated, I came out to work. I was in the semi-government sector. I have super skill G, everything. Then that time, recession. You remember recession? 1986, 87. Wow, a lot of people out of job. So my classmate, the consultant, also went down, cut pay, everything. Then almost like very difficult to survive. So he came out together with one of the Malay partner. But this Malay partner is a very good Malay. He's a Tuan Haji. Then set up their own company. Then took over some old job. Then hardly can survive. Then one day, just before New Year, I think, 1989, January 89, I remember, the classmate came and gathered at my house. Actually, seldom one, that was the only one. Then we were having our usual gathering, of course, play mahjong, all those things. Then suddenly he say, he's looking for a senior engineer. Then we all laugh. Recession, you look for a senior engineer. No, he said, this is a JKR job, he said. That job is too big, because the staff, only a few, nobody can handle that type of design. It's a major highway job, 80 million. So we thought, it's a joke. So everybody laughed at him. But he keep on repeating, he said, hey, very serious, you got a friend or not, At that time, very difficult to find senior engineer. Then what happened was, after everything over, then suddenly, while in the office that morning, the next working day, I suddenly remember this aspiration or this vow. Then I say, oh, like that, I better give him a call, see whether he's serious or not. If he's serious, then I tell him I will go and help you because my design is very good. So when I call him, he don't believe. He said, you sure or not? Yeah, he came to my office before. I got secretary, I got two stand, I got so many staff, I got my room, everything. He said, I cannot afford you. I said, if I want to come, you don't have to worry about how to afford me. So he's very happy. He said, okay, he said, very good. He said. Then, I said, how much are they paying you now? Then I told him. Then after that, he calculate. Then he called me back. I think I can afford that amount. So he said, but no room more. He said, my office is very small. He said, open space. I said, I want to come in. I'm not asking for all the other way. I don't want to come. Then he read it. Then when I went there, I tell you, the whole company fatat. That 6-7 years I was there, the company grew by leaps and bounds. And they make so much money until the bank called up. The bank call the secretary. Why your company so rich? Current account got 2-3 million, not used. No OT facility, nothing. So the bank asked, you want to invest or not? So it becomes like that. Last time, cannot even pay salary. Then after I went in, first year itself, he pay very good bonus. Last time, never pay bonus. Someone went, cut pay. Then after that, the Tuan Haji scared I leave. He come and talk to me. He said, Tio, you stay. Every year, double increment. I review your pay. Then bonus, we give you good bonus. Oh, I said, but that also cannot. Okay. So I stay for 6 over years. Wow. After that, the office grow. They got more and more staff. Then they became like quite reputable. All the big projects they hand to me, the client like on. Even JKR told Tuan Haji, Tuan Haji also follow me to Jakarta, being a Bumi partner. He's a civil engineer, also very nice guy. Then he told me, do you know not? The JKR senior director, he said, Pengarang, he like you, no? I said, why? He said, your design, one of the best. I said, but they got 10 consultants doing the middle ring road too. But the way I understand, I do it out, I didn't copy from anywhere. Then he said, yours is the best, no? Most thorough and cheap and good. So this is how, when you have goodness, kindness, there will be affinity for things. So I think very likely in the past I must have done this. That's why when that motorbike scratched me, although it happened later, then I know how to pay. And I said, so you resolve it, then make sure nothing happened to him. So even if his motorbike got any problem, I will ask him to come and call me so that I can foot the bill. Because to me, I can afford at that time. So these are the things you should do, the fourth type of what, live a blameless life, understand not? So this is what Dhamma is all about. Okay, another 5 minutes. You got any more questions? Or anybody want to share anything? Point the hand there, who? Never mind. Don't have, we just do the closing because you need to have your dinner. Okay? We will do the respect to the Triple Gem. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami.